rights to still on. Federal Reserve's announced there'll be low rates for two more years. That's good for me. That means my mortgage payment's going to continue to drop. Well, eventually, it'll go to the moon, Alice. To the moon. Treasury yields today slide to a record low. Investors flee to gold. Banks are bad, but at 808. Stocks at fire sale prices after the bloodbath. The S&P president says that Obama done grasped his seriousness. Obama couldn't grasp his, well, it's not polite company for, never mind, we're not going to say it. It is amazing to me. I guess it really isn't. After all these many years, nothing's amazing to me. Dow bounces back up 730 points after dropping 600 and some yesterday. Oh, very late in the day, a late recovery in the best day since 09. Yesterday's headline said it was the worst day since 08. Oh, God, here we go again. Oil settles at September low. Gold rises to another record. 10-year yields at a new low. Dollar dives. Disney profits rise 11%, but in the after hours, Disney stocks are starting to tumble. I guess it's not a Mickey Mouse world after all, or is it? And there's much discord at the Fed. The Federal Reserve is kind of stuck like Congress. Oh, they're just as paralyzed. Both of them are. I think they ought to be freeze-dried, but then I wouldn't necessarily want to eat them, and I don't think the freeze-dried guy would want to sell them. Oh, they should all be canned, but you can figure out what that means. Somebody in the last hour was talking about, you know, prosecution, etc. I don't ever want it to go to prosecution. These people have cost us enough. I don't want to spend the next 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years or more paying my tax dollars to incarcerate these people and feed them and clothe them and guarantee them free health care and all the sex they can possibly handle. I say hang them high. Let's get it over and done with. Welcome and good evening to a Tuesday night installment of Life, Liberty, and All That Jazz. I'm your host and commentator for the hour, Jeffrey Bennett, and you are listening to us live right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Wow. That was about the most made-up stuff I've done for an opening in a long, 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 long time. Why not? It said what needed to be said. And, well, the Dow was up 430 to close above 11,000 again at 11,240. But in the scheme of things, we'll share all that good stuff with you. When we return, stay with us, won't you?
Extend your life.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608, 1-908-691-2608, or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Where you be, baby? I be here where you be. Welcome back to Tuesday installment of Life, Liberty, and All That Jazz. Don't forget, coming up tomorrow night, Wednesdays with Roger, we're working on another informative program. Back to the markets. As we mentioned before the break, Dow closed up 430 points to end their session at 11,240. That was after yesterday's bloodbath. And of course, amongst the headlines we see is that, you know, well over $1 trillion was lost by, investors yesterday. Institutional? Doubt it. Man on the street? More than likely. I've had more inquiries regarding IRA rollovers today than I've had in a single day in years. NASDAQ up 125 points to close at 2483. S&P 500 up 53 at 1173. Global Dow up 30 at 1845, certainly a long way from their recent highs of 2,200 points. Gold up another $8, $1,750. Oil, it's starting its climb again, back up 237 at $81.65 a barrel at the present time. And so what's going on with the rest of the metals? It's been interesting. Day 9 of the Guns of August here at Republic Trading Group. And for those of you who may typically on Tuesdays go take a look at the treasure hunt, you'll notice that we did some removals over there today. Commentary from Howard. If you don't know who Howard is, it doesn't make a lot of difference. But if you go look at the treasure hunt, you'll see the picture, and it might ring a couple of bells. But, you know, yesterday our supplier sold all 50 of his 90% junk silver bags. One buyer came in yesterday and literally bought 50 bags. You know how much that was worth? About $1,394 and change. Bought all 50 bags. It took those 50 bags off the market. So people have been calling wanting to buy junk silver bags. I can't help them right now. Large purchases of metals are disappearing off the shelves. So, you know, we're out there trying to dig up some new goods. It ain't been easy. We're finding shortages of certain supplies like I've not seen for a while. Silver in the aftermarket up 44 cents at $38.15. Platinum up $5 at $17.55. Gold, as we mentioned, around 1750. You know, it was just a few weeks ago, gold was in the 1500s. And it's just up there. Interesting tidbit of news. I'm liking this. Kansas. Hi, Dorothy. Kansas has made a decision to return $31.5 million of grant money to lead the way on exchange development, marking one of the largest rejections of federal money to implement a piece of health reform. Kansas is sending back to the HHS, what is that, a home, something or other in health services, an early innovator grant. It was awarded in February to build technology infrastructure for the exchanges that other states could use as a model. Two of the seven states that have received the grants have now returned them. Oklahoma Governor Mary Fallon, God bless you, Mary, she turned back a $54 million grant in April after mounting pressure from state Republican lawmakers. A handful of states have meanwhile rejected million-dollar grants. This is a very silent, quiet way of rejecting Obamacare. You know, some of the comments we're reading is that they don't like the cost of what it's taking to be doing business with the government. Kansas Governor Sam Brownback said there's much uncertainty surrounding the ability of the federal government to meet its already budgeted future spending obligations. Every state should be preparing for fewer federal resources, not more. And to deal with that reality, Kansas needs to maintain maximum flexibility. And here is the key element, my friends, and this comes to education, it comes to everything. Brownback goes on to say, all of this requires freeing Kansas from the strings attached to the early innovator grant. In other words, the strings of the federal government. Pretty powerful stuff. I like that one. You like that one, Granny? Want me to send that to you? I'll get that over to you after the program. Anyway, what's this? Bank of America getting smashed. AIG jumps into the lawsuit fray in a big way. Yeah, we read about that. Mike tells me this appears to be a smokescreen to cover up the fact that BOA and others were caught padding retirement accounts of foreclosure judges in Florida. The governor of Florida is involved. Mike wants to know all the sex you can handle. Where? Need a phone or address? Just turn yourself into the federal prison system and get put away for 30 years. You'll have all you can possibly handle. And that's what every one of them ought to have. I'm just so fed up with these crooked pieces of slime, every one of them. Well, that takes care of about all that stuff I care to get into right now. Let's move in some other directions. Talking with John Stadtmiller and Bob Chapman just a few moments ago, half hour ago or so, I guess, we talked about the fact that I just mentioned to you that although there's massive demands for gold and silver right now, far greater than most of you believe, you got to understand something. If any one of you were to pick up the telephone in about 45 minutes and call me and say, Jeff, I want to order $2 million worth of gold, $3 million worth of silver. Yeah, I can get it for you. May take several weeks to deliver it all because it's going to come out in stages. It may be variations of 100-ounce bars, 10-ounce bars. We're talking silver here. Monster boxes of Canadian Maple Leafs, Vienna Philharmonics, American Silver Eagles. I can get boxes of 10-ounce silver bars. Don't like the 1-ounce ingots too much, but they're available. As far as gold is concerned, certainly we can continue on with some degree of a plethora of European gold pieces, but it's like nobody wants to commit until they've got money on the table so they can make the purchase for us. It's getting that tight again. We can get American Eagles. I can get Canadian Maple Leafs in gold. I have a source that will supply me with the Austrian Vienna Philharmonics. I can get one. By the way, the best buy right now in 1-ounce gold increments are Credit Suisse or PAMP bars. Now, you don't know the name PAMP, probably. Maybe some of you do. The reality fact is both of these are minted or fabricated in Switzerland. You will get it there. Switzerland. Swiss banking concerns. What safer way to go with gold? Each one has got a serial number. That doesn't mean we're going to make a note of the serial number and say, hey, we sent Joe Blow 100 of these things. No, it's just on there. Each one of these one-ounce gold bars, little ingots, is mounted and hermetically sealed onto a card, which is its assay. That is the best price on one-ounce gold increments in the world today. And yes, I deal with a lot of them. Put some into an IRA this morning. Came to a client the other day, and we picked up some for her. Her and her husband over in California. So these are the kind of things. But the point is, you could buy $2, $3 million worth of gold, a couple million bucks worth of silver. It won't move the market one penny. What moves the market is not what people are doing on a physical nature. That stuff has already been, as far as Wall Street's concerned, it's already been taken out of the market. It's already been sold into the market. Therefore, bingo. What moves commodities, as it were, is what they can hammer us for on Wall Street. The futures, the options, the ETFs, the various different contracts, et cetera, et cetera. Few, if any of which, will ever be able to deliver a single ounce of what you think you bought. It's the old adage of, when you buy the stuff, now obviously there's one exception to this. And that is if you're doing an IRA, because you don't have a lot of choice. The assets must be held in trust. But when I get involved with individual retirement accounts that are based with precious metals, no, you own the metal. It's yours. It's there. It's warehoused. It's inventoried. It can't be sold, loaned, leased, borrowed, nothing. It's yours. Very carefully watched and monitored. The problem is that in trying to deal with our suppliers, beginning late yesterday and working through much, much later today than I would have liked, I was shocked to find out they could not, at least as of today, deal with the typical French roosters, the Swiss 20 francs, the British sovereigns. They ain't got any. They're sold out. People are buying the goods. They're quietly, privately taking possession. The one thing I was able to put together today, number one, has been real amazing to me because calls started coming in literally the instant I got off the phone. We've got a couple of the packages left. The package we offered today, and I'm going to get this done and out of the way so I can move on to what I have to do, okay? We have a package available today that is so neat to me. I've not been able to do something like this in a long time. Includes a lot of silver and includes some gold. We'll just call it the Ducat Pack, D-U-C-A-T. Today's package from Republic Trading Group will include one roll of American Silver Eagles. Wow, there's 20 ounces of silver right there. It's going to include a full roll of Morgan Silver Dollars. These aren't beat-up, worn-out coins now. These are kind of AUBU-type things. About uncirculated. They have a little bit of use, but they're not worn out and beat up. Everything's legible. Everything's detectable. There's been very little discernible loss of anything in the coins. Morgan dollars, for those of you who don't know it, were struck 1921 and older. And most of the ones we're going to get out are going to be pre-1921s, 1904 and older, technically. So we're going to get you a full roll of those historic old Morgan silver dollars. But I'm also going to include in this package five 1928 Netherlands trade ducats. These are cool little coins. These are amazing little coins. You know, how many of you people want to buy 10-ounce gold eagles? And I can't get them unless you're buying a full roll of 40. But to have these come up, and I've been a lover of these marvelous little gems for so many years. Used to buy the Austrian one ducats, which were, you know, same weight. And these are heavier than the 1/10 amounts American Eagle. They've got more gold content in them. I've never seen a Netherlands trade ducat. Never even knew they existed. The Netherlands is kind of a cool country. They got involved with all the trade routes and everything else going on over there. So we get this entire package delivered to you at $2,770. Now, here's the problem. I'm on the air for another 40 minutes. You can't reach me on the phone, but you can send me an email right now. And the first three people, let's face it, I got off the air and I had barely 10 minutes to be able to handle the orders I did. The first three people who contact me via email who express an interest in getting one of these packages, it's yours. Make sure I have a contact phone number so I can call you after the program. If you're one of our regular existing clients and I have all the information, I'll know how to get hold of you. Email gold@republictradinggroupinternational.com. If you use any other email address at RBN, I won't see that until tomorrow, and you're going to be SOL. So if you want this package, you must email me while I'm on the air, okay? Do that now. It is a great package for the money, a great mixture of silver and gold, and these gold pieces you'll be ecstatic about. Now, let's get out of this mode. I normally will save the commercialization at the end of the program, but I wanted to shake it, get it done, finished, over and done with. One of the things I talked about in the few minutes I was on with Bob and John, and I'm not sure if Robbie was there or not. Frankly, if I were Robbie, I would be broadcasting from inside of a can of Tecate, except that I don't drink a lot of beer. My body doesn't need the stuff. I like it once in a while. It's got to be really cold or it's got to be warm. Not room temperature, a little bit warmer than room temperature. We have more bad news for America's worst decade. And that's what it is. This is a decade of economic hell. From 2011 to 2020, we will continue to suffer economic hell. Next decade? Well, toxic politics promises to make economic matters much worse than, well, believe it or not, even they are today. Columbia professor Robert Lieberman, earlier this year in Foreign Affairs magazine, says the U.S. economy appears to be coming apart at the seams. This is some months ago. Now over at Foreign Policy magazine, Josh Rogan warns that the fight ain't over. You think the debt ceiling gridlock was ugly? Congress is just getting warmed up, boy. And we're going to share with you eight more foreign policy battles right around the corner when they get back to sink in the economic recovery even deeper this fall. Wow. Of course, all of this was punctuated last week by S&P's downgrade of the U.S. credit rating, as well as the one-day 513-point market drop in a double-dip recession, and yesterday's 630-some-odd-point drop, with a little bit of recovery today. Another foreign policy expert, James Taub, warns of what the debt ceiling deal tells us about the Tea Party's grim vision of American power. There is a disaster ahead, Taub writes. All guns, no butter, depleting the national treasury to pay for the military. When many Americans want to reduce the role of government at home and especially abroad, the debt deal just concluded is likely to preserve the country's hypertrophy defense budget, at least if congressional Republic rats get their way. Mitch McConnell, the Republican's Darth Vader, is doing just that, doubling down on his vow to make certain Obama's a one-term president, intentionally ignoring the collateral damage, killing economic recovery. Oh, I didn't realize that we had a real economic recovery going on. Oh, that's right. We're told that the recession was over 2 years ago. That's right, it was. And at that point in time, we entered depression. How is Mitch such a bad guy? Now, he's already sabotaging the new Congressional Debt Super Committee, vowing to appoint only Republicans who have signed Grover Norquist's No New Taxes pledge. Oh, by the way, Harry Reid came out with his announcement today about the good people the Democrats are going to be putting up on that Super Congress stuff. Oh, let me tell you the ways. Check this one out. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid has named Senator Fatty Murray of Washington, Max Baucus of Montana, oh, let's not forget them Massachusetts boys, John Kerry, those are three of the names that have been assigned to a panel of lawmakers created as part of last week's deal to raise the debt ceiling. Murray's being named the co-chairman of the committee. I'll tell you what, you lay in bed with rats long enough, you'll finally get your piece of the pie. And that's what's happened to old Fatty Murray. worthless, useless slime. Oh, you can ask Granny about her. She'll tell you. Granny's got a long, storied history with old Fatty Murray. These are the kind of things that causes problems. Don't we realize that this super committee sells well to the rubes out in Cornholio, Iowa? But the fact of the matter is, it's going to be a bigger stalemate than the debt ceiling argument itself. Because the Democrats are only going to put 6 people on that, or 12 people, whatever it is. They're only going to put people on this committee that are going to massage Barack Obama's ego. And the Republicans are only going to put people on the committee that will make sure that Obama is fought tooth and nail. So this is more political theater. Don't you understand all of this? Folks, you can just expect more deadlocks because the economists warn that recovery is impossible without new revenue. And how can you get new revenue if you've got the degree of unemployment in this country that you have? I mean, it's beyond toxic non-democratic pledges. America is really coming apart at the seams. Both parties, the Democrats for lack of strong leadership or any leadership at all. Of course, then there's the Republicans and their bastardized little distant cousin, the Tea Party, with their bizarre Schumpeterian conviction that destroying the economy is the only way to save America and pave the way for a revival of their anarchist free market regonomics. Understand something. Politics sabotage the economy. They always do. Yes, folks, our politicians are really out of control, utterly unable to manage the economy. They're irrational, and worse, they're clueless. And what's even worse, they're myopic when it comes to economics. Well, so no surprise, the Dow Jones Industrial Average crashed 513 points Friday, 600 and some on Monday, bounced back today because they were told, you better pump it up. We will pump you up. What is this, some Arnold Schwarzenegger? Hey, Schwarzenegger got arrested in Australia for walking around the airport with a cigar in his mouth. Wonder if he borrowed that from Bill Clinton. Of course, now we've got pundits that are pointing to high-tech multiples, warning of a new dot-com crash and a double-dip-boop recession, as well as a collapse in commodities in emerging markets and endless debt problems for Europe, of course. Warning, in short, we're headed into a perfect storm rivaling the disastrous political insanity of the 1930s that prolonged the Depression, driving the economy into far-reaching global problems that added fuel to an irrational zeitgeist and ultimately the world war. Und we shall be back in just a few moments.
Yes, I love him. So I'm gonna walk.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com. Where reality shatters illusion.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Magic has me in its spell. That old black magic that you weave so well.
Hey, see, look at here, man. How come every time I be talking about economics and the resident of the White House, you be playing old black magic? What's that all about, huh?
Oh, my goodness. Welcome back. You got a twisted sense of humor. I'm going to roll today. I feel good today. It's been a busy day. I don't remember. But it seems to me I laid down last night, got some Z's, woke up, got a lot of work done, did all this stuff. Hey, become a nurse. Nursing degree. Oh, God. Well, how do I get on these mailing lists? Become a nurse? I'd better go visit a candy stripe girl. Get out of here. Good Lord. I just got an email from Roger, actually a Skype comment. He says, hey, Amsterdam is where the concept of central banking and insurance both came into existence in the same year. Now, you have to understand, for any of you guys that were, you know, GIs that were stationed in Europe, you understand what window shopping is all about. And that's where they got streets full of prostitutes. What a perfect place for central banking and the insurance scam to come into existence. So it still comes back to the same old thing, which is the oldest profession, politician or prostitution. I still think it's politician because the prostitutes said, hey, we can do the same thing. We'll just give them a little bit of pleasure for a while. Well, over the past decade, there have been predictions of the 2000 crash, the 2008 meltdown, the short-lived 2009 rally, and now it seems quite clear that future historians will indeed look back on the 2001 to 2020 decade as the worst decade in American history. Yes, worse than the Great Depression of the 1930s. Oh, it's totally predictable, and yet it's also totally denied. Earlier this year, a series of predictions were made, a chain of events that would reach a critical mass and consume America in a torrent of creative destruction, finally crippling our too-greedy-to-fail monetary banking system, our capitalism for the super-rich, and our corrupt political system. The recent debt ceiling deal is a wild red flag, my friends, warning that it'll be much worse for a long time. Debt ahead? A protracted new civil war between special interests and the super rich versus the middle class and disadvantaged. A wasteful internecine war that will further downgrade America as the world's stupid power, while enemies cheer loudly. So buckle your seatbelts, folks. It's going to get uglier and uglier for years, not better. Let us share with you some of these predictions, a year-by-year look at a decade of economic battles between the haves and the have-nots. No room for compromise between the three ideologies destroying our nation from within. You got the wealth gap, the greed, the entitlements. The hostilities are now so entrenched that compromise is impossible. Only a catastrophic 1929 style collapse of capitalism, democracy, and a descent into economic hell will force America to restructure. Now, earlier, John was talking about the photographs of the rioters in Britain and how similar they look to the rioters in Egypt, etc., etc. And I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute. You don't suppose that Acorn has bussed in representatives into those areas to kind of, you know, help whip the folks up? Certainly fits. Let's share with you over these next few minutes how America is going to come unglued, how it's going to unfold in the coming 10 years. In 2011, Wall Street super rich, we all know, control Washington. Of course, who controls Wall Street? Eh? Are they? Thanks to the conservative takeover of America's so-called democracy over the past three decades, from Reagan to Obama, our activist Supreme Court delivered the coup de grace into America's psyche last year, overturning long-established precedent, giving rich owners of zombie corporations the same rights as live citizens. You know which one I'm talking about. That's the one that allows corporations to pump untold amounts of money into campaigns, backing more political hacks. That decision would have gotten a failing grade in a constitutional law class back at the University of Virginia. 2012, the super rich are going to solidify absolute power over our political system. That bizarre Supreme Court ruling legalized political bribery. Now billions pass through lobbyists, that's billions of dollars, and they pass through the lobbyists to the politicians with one goal, a promise that every politician vote in line with their ideology. Wealth rules, my friends. America is no longer a democracy. Oh, it theoretically never was. It was a republic, which became a democracy, which became a thuggery. That's what it is. We're not even a plutocracy. Today, our middle class is in a rapid trickle down into third world status, while the rich get richer and the gap between the super rich and the rest steadily widens. It is now irrelevant who wins the 2012 race because money corrupts and Obama is already a puppet of the system favoring lobbyists and wealthy donors. By 2013, the Pentagon's global commodity wars will accelerate. Now, during the Bush presidency, we're talking junior here, Fortune analyzed a classified Pentagon report predicting that, quote, climate could change radically and fast, that there would be the mother of all national security issues. Can you say HARP? Billions of new people spread unrest worldwide as massive droughts turn farmland into dust bowls and forests to ashes. By 2020, there's little doubt that something drastic will be happening. An old pattern could emerge, warfare defining human life. Yet trapped in denial, political leaders will choose war over cooperation. They always do. By 2014, the global population will be exploding, rapidly wasting resources. Sure, why? Hubby's home, got no work, got nothing better to do, rolling the hay with mom in the afternoon. Up pops another little rug rat. By the way, I was at Wally Green's this morning picking up some smokes. I swear to God, I walk into Walgreens, there must be a sign stamped on my forehead that says, please, please, every worthless human being who has no cash to pay their bills, that sticks in on debit cards, that wants to fight the cashier behind the counter about which coupon is good and which isn't, they must all get in line in front of me. I walk in, here's my cash, give me my smokes, I'm out of here. So I get this, obviously, Mexican couple standing behind me. They habla very little inglés. And they're arguing over a coupon for cranberry juice. They want to get the Walgreens brand because it's cheaper, except the coupon is not for Walgreens brand. It's for Ocean Spray. Well, they finally settle and agree, okay, CC. They whip out their debit card. Oh, it's not a debit card. It's a food stamp card. And Pam, the gal who always takes care of me, after they left, I made some comment to her similar to that which I just made to you. And she says she gets so damn mad, she looks down at the bottom of the food stamp card, and they've still got an $800 balance. How many people are they feeding in that house? $800 balance? This is insanity, my friends. Nine chances out of ten, these folks ain't legal, but we're sure feeding all their little anchor baby kids. So by 2014, yeah, there's going to be a global population explosion. Because you see, America's conspiracy of the super rich drains trillions of dollars from middle class taxpayers. They see global population growth exploding by, get this, 100 million annually, not as a drain on scarce commodities, but as a tool to get richer through free market globalization. Ignoring the tragedies triggered as the population climbs to 9 billion, 10 billion, all demanding more of the world's limited non-renewable resources, demanding payback for our failures to heed warnings of environmentalists like Bill McKibben. Now, I'm not a big tree hugger, but there is such a thing as conservation. Why don't you conserve your thing and go out and buy yourself a case of Trojans, pal? Save the world and your little kids. McKibben says it might be too late. The science is settled. The damage has begun. We cannot save the planet. So let's just go out and buy one of those new Mustang Boss 302s, man. I want one of them gas-sucking mammy jammers. By 2015, the Gilded Age will explode America's global empire. Around the time of the Pentagon's prediction of World War III in 2020, Kevin Phillips warned in Wealth and Democracy, most great nations at the peak of their economic power become arrogant and wage great world wars at great cost, wasting vast resources, taking on huge debt, and ultimately burning themselves out. Boy, that one sounds familiar. Similarly, financial historian Niall Ferguson, author of Colossus, The Rise and Fall of the American Empire, warned that we deceive ourselves thinking about the political process in seasonal, cyclical terms. By 2016, Reaganomics will self-destruct. Granny, why did you send me that picture? I don't want to look at a picture of Michelle Obama. That's what she looked like. Thanks, Brad. I'll get you some numbers out, man, as soon as I can get them. You know, and I know a lot of you folks think that Reaganomics is so great. You know, this whole trickle-down economic stuff, except nothing ever trickled down. It all trickled up. It just makes things nice and pleasant for a while, but ultimately the piper must be paid. What if history is not cyclical and slow-moving, but arrhythmic? What if collapse does not arrive over a number of centuries but comes suddenly, too rapid to respond in time? The new Republic rap president that we would have by 2016 would ignore the lessons of history, like Jared Diamond's warning in Collapse, when he said, one of the disturbing facts of history is that so many civilizations share a sharp curve of decline. Indeed, a society's demise may begin only a decade or two after it reaches its peak in population, wealth, and power. By 2017, expect a middle-class revolution. It isn't going to happen this year. It isn't going to happen next year. You know why? Americans ain't hungry enough yet. Warren Buffett's rich class will lose by 2017. You see, the seeds were planted years ago. Warren Buffett saw the revolution coming. He said, there is class warfare, all right, but it's my class, the rich class, that's making war, and we are winning. Well, after the 2016 presidential election, political rage is expected to explode into a new civil war. And we'll be talking about that civil war on Thursday night's program. The income gap will pop a bubble. There's economic collapse and riots which will spread against another bailout of our too greedy to fail banks. New depression ignites class rebellion. I'm not sure it's going to take until 2017, but once again, I'm not sure that America's hungry enough yet. By 2018, the Fed and Wall Street are expected to collapse. Glass-Steagall will be reinstated. Of course, Diamond says he's a cautious optimist. Leaders need the courage to practice long-term thinking, make bold, courageous, anticipatory decisions at a time when problems have become perceptible, but before they reach crisis proportions. You see, that's part of the problem. We don't have leaders with the courage to practice long-term thinking and make truly bold, courageous, anticipatory decisions. And so, the delays will cause the collapse. And the crisis will trigger a cultural revolution. History tells us that most leaders act by short-term self-interest, not long-term public interest, especially politicians funded by billionaires who can't see past quarterly earnings, year-end bonuses, or the next election. By 2019, the global commodity wars will spread, killing millions, wasting trillions. More than half our federal budget goes to the Pentagon's war machine, limiting America's fiscal and monetary policies. And what's the war machine doing? Why, of course, they're protecting America's interests around the world. Not. They're protecting somebody's interests around the world, but it ain't America's, and it ain't Iraq's or Afghanistan's. Why, it's the same people that own the banks and control Wall Street and own the media. And so in this context, new commodity wars will be ignited by an accelerating global population against a decline in the world's scarce resources. Food, GMOs, man, I'm hungry. Yet all this will force a total rethinking of the balance between spending to protect against external enemies and a rapid deterioration of domestic programs, employment, education, health care, retirement. My honest opinion, I probably won't be alive by 2019 to watch it all collapse. But then who the hell knows? And by the year 2020, expect America's first female president. Patriarchal dominance will end. It is clearly that patriarchy, that male dominance of world culture, politics, and economics throughout history has failed, bringing the world to the brink of total destruction. And the question is asked, why do male leaders fail? Because like Bill Clinton, they got to have a cigar. Hey, baby. Jeremy Grantham's firm, GMO, manages $108 billion, and he predicted the 2008 meltdown and now warns that male leaders are emotional. They're impatient management types who focus on what they are doing this quarter or this annual budget. Leadership requires more people with a historical perspective who are more thoughtful and more right-brained. And yet we continue to end up with an army of left-brain immediate doers, which guarantees that every time we get an outlying, obscure event that has never happened before in history, they're always to miss it. As in 2008 and 2012 and 16 and ultimately later on down the road in 2020. My friends, in the coming post-capitalism America, Grantham's research suggests that women leaders will naturally emerge, not just because the male brain is a short-term saboteur. The bigger reason is that women's brains have evolved naturally as superior long-term thinkers. Oh, many of you are going to disagree with that. It's reality. Even brain researchers tell us that 75% of men are short-term left-brain thinkers, while 75% of women tend to have strong right-brain traits as forward thinkers, more aware of the future, the big picture, with a sense of future consequences, peacemakers rather than game players. Oh, they have their own ways of playing games. Don't kid yourself. My God, many of us are married to them. Of course, then there's others who, never mind, I'm not going down there. There are things in this essay I've just shared with you that I don't necessarily agree with, but I can see them. I can see them down the road. I've often said to you that, you know, if I'm going out of my residence or my out of neighborhood in the morning, parked behind some woman who's a pseudo-professional, driving her SUV, talking on the cell phone, and doing her eyebrows and her eyelashes, etc., at the stop sign, and she's there. You know, it's often been said women have the ability to do those things because they have this more innate ability to multitask. Men do not. I find it interesting going down the road watching a woman on a cell phone who's got her pedal to the metal. And a guy's on a cell phone. He can't talk on the cell phone and drive his car at the same time. They tend to drive very slowly, somewhat erratically, and they kind of drift from lane to lane. They're more concentrating more on the conversation than what's going on around them. Women have historically and traditionally been the better keepers of the household budget. But we Superman want to control it all, and hey, baby, I'll do the investing and I'll show you. The bottom line is, my friends, these 10 predictions we've just shared with you deserve serious consideration. Yes, invest wisely. Defensively, never listen to the happy talk from males across Wall Street, Washington, or from the super rich. You're guaranteed to lose every single time. Certainly some things to think about. Time allowing, and I don't know if it will. I have a piece I want to share with you. We've got about 5 minutes to go, and I don't know if I can crank this out. But I think it's a perfect follow-up to that which we've just shared with you. Although it goes slightly beyond the 2020 time period, it comes in at 2022, Thanksgiving to be precise. Winston comes into the dining room. "It's time to eat," Julia yelled to her husband. "In a minute, honey, it's a tie score," he answers. Actually, Winston isn't very interested in the traditional holiday football game between Detroit and Washington, because ever since the government passed the Civility in Sports Statute of 2017, outlawing tackle football for its unseemingly violence and the bad example it sets for the rest of the world, Winston was far less of a football fan than he used to be. Two-hand touch wasn't nearly as exciting, and yet it wasn't the game that Winston was uninterested in. It was more the thought of eating another tofu turkey, even though it was the best type of veggie meat available after the government revised the American Anti-Obesity Act of 2018, adding fowl to the list of federally forbidden foods, which already included potatoes, cranberry sauce, and mincemeat pie. It wasn't anything like real turkey. And ever since the government officially changed the name of Thanksgiving Day to a National Day of Atonement in 2020 to officially acknowledge the Pilgrims' historically brutal treatment of Native Americans, the holiday had lost a lot of its luster. Eating in the dining room was also a bit daunting. The unearthly gleam of government-mandated fluorescent light bulbs made the tofu turkey look even weirder than it actually was, and the room was always cold. And ever since Congress passed the Power Conservation Act of 2016, mandating all thermostats, which were monitored and controlled by the electric company, be kept at 68 degrees. Every room on the north side of the house was barely tolerable throughout the entire winter. And still, it was good getting together with family, or at least most of the family. Winston missed his mother, who passed on in October when she had used up her legal allotment of life-saving medical treatment. He had had many heated conversations with the regional health consortium, spawned when the private insurance market finally went bankrupt and everyone was forced into the government health care program. And though he demanded she be kept on her treatment, it was a futile effort. "The RHC's resources are limited," explained the government bureaucrat Winston spoke with on the phone. "Your mother received all the benefits to which she was entitled. I'm sorry for your loss." Of course, Ed couldn't make it either. He'd forgotten to plug in his electric car last night, the only kind available after the anti-fossil fuel bill of 2021 outlawed the use of combustion engines for everyone but government officials. The 50-mile round trip was about 10 miles too far, and Ed didn't want to spend a frosty night on the road somewhere between here and there. Thankfully, Winston's brother John and his wife were flying in, but Winston made sure that the dining room chairs had extra cushions for the occasion. You see, no one complained more than John about the pain of sitting down, so soon after the government-mandated cavity searches at the airports, which severely aggravated his hemorrhoids. And ever since a terrorist successfully smuggled a cavity bomb onto a jetliner, the TSA told Americans that the added inconvenience was an absolute necessity in order to stay one step ahead of the terrorists. Winston's own body had grown accustomed to such probing ever since the government expanded their scope to just about everywhere a crowd gathered by an anti-profiling act of 2022. Oh, the law made it a crime to single out any group or individual for unequal scrutiny, even when probable cause was involved. And thus cavity searches at malls and train stations and bus depots, etc., had become almost routine, almost. Now, the Supreme Court is reviewing the statute, but most Americans expect a court composed of 6 progressives and 3 conservatives to leave the law intact. A living constitution is extremely flexible, said the court's eldest member, Elena Kagan. Europe has had laws like this one for years. We should learn from their example, she added. Winston's thoughts turned to his own children. He got along fairly well with his 12-year-old daughter, Brittany, mostly because she ignored him. Winston had long ago surrendered the idea that she could text anyone at any time, even during atonement dinner. Their only real confrontation had occurred when he limited her to 50,000 texts a month, explaining that it was all he could afford. She whined for a week, but got over it. And his 16-year-old son, Jason, that was another matter altogether. Perhaps it was the constant bombarding he got in public school that global warming, bird flu, terrorism, or any number of other calamities were just around the corner. But Jason had developed a kind of nihilistic attitude that ranged between simmering surliness and outright hostility. Well, we're out of time, but I'll tell you what, my friends, this gives you one hell of a picture as to what the future's going to be. We'll see you tomorrow. Without apology, I am Jeffrey Bennett.
And all that jazz. And all that jazz.
Gold ever climbing as the dollar continues to spiral into